Rebecca Myers is a US Paralympic swimmer with a rare genetic disorder, Usher syndrome, meaning she's been unable to hear without assistance all her life, but she's now losing her sight because of it. That's not stopped her from winning medals. Two-time Paralympic winner of three golds and a silver in the 2016 Rio Summer Games and silver and bronze medalist at 2012 London Olympics. She wrote a piece called Paralympians Are as Skilled as Olympic Counterparts, and so we wanted to catch up with her and find out more about it. First of all, Rebecca Myers, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
Good, thank you. I mean, I'm just curious, first of all, how we're conducting this interview. I'm speaking to you down the line. You obviously have been unable to hear. You've had this syndrome that's caused deafness throughout your life. What assistance are you able to use to hear my questions?
So I wear two cochlear implants that allow me to hear this conversation right now.
And tell us more about how Usher syndrome has affected you from birth and how you were able to go on to become a swimmer through that process.
So I was born with Usher syndrome, which is a rare genetic disorder, like you said, that causes deafness at birth, and then a rare genetic eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa, which means I will eventually go blind one day. So right now I can only see 2 degrees, like think about looking light through straws. That's how much I can see right now. I have a guide dog named Birdie, and she helps me get around.
Many people would be frightened by that prospect. How have you dealt with it, and how has your sport been able to support that process and anything else in your life?
It's tough sometimes, but I have a really supportive family, and I'm surrounded by great friends and teammates, so that's really helpful. So I actually have 2 older siblings, and when I was younger, I wanted to be just like them. I wanted to do what they were doing, either if it was soccer or skiing or basketball, playing tennis, whatever it was, I wanted to do that. So I didn't let my disabilities get in the way of trying to keep up with my older siblings. So over time, like throughout trying to find my happy place, I guess you would call it, I found the pool throughout trying different sports, and I felt right at home. Also with Usher syndrome, I have some balance issues. So while swimming, the water actually helps me stay more afloat than running down a soccer field where I would trip over things or didn't see a ball coming or anything like that. So in the pool, I just felt free. The water is my friend. I don't think about my disabilities in the water, and that's how I fell in love with the sport.
You've also pursued academic achievements. You're a history major at Franklin and Marshall College. In everyday life, how has your syndrome that you've been learning to live with affected you? Has it affected you profoundly, for example, in gaining that history degree?
So my disabilities have actually helped me guide me into the direction of studying disability studies at Franklin Marshall. It's actually made me want to become a disability advocate for younger kids with disabilities. I want to go out and be their voice and saying, give us the same treatment, fairness that you would give to an able-bodied person. Let us have the right to play. Growing up, every coach I've met was open and welcoming to me about my disability. They would make any modifications to what I needed in the pool. So I want to help coaches understand that everyone, disability or not, has a right to participate in sports. I want to change perception. So by studying disability studies at Franklin Marshall, that's helping me find my own voice in society.
And I'm sure you are inspiring a lot of people along the way. You're inspiring me listening to you speak now. The Paralympians, though, being as skilled as Olympic counterparts, that article you wrote in time for these games, what did you really want to get across there? The headline seems to say it all, but can you elaborate a little bit?
So my main message in that article was, I want to tell everyone that we want you to celebrate with us the same joy and pride that sport has brought us. Don't pity us. Celebrate with us. And we worked and trained just as hard as our Olympic counterparts. And I just want the world to see, just because we have something, a missing arm or blind, or we let that get down while we're achieving our dreams.
So how significant are the Paralympics, would you say, in helping to further change the perception of the disabled or less abled or differently abled community? I hear various terms used for that community.
So right now, I believe that there is a movement happening worldwide. People are embracing everyone for who they are. So from an athlete with a disability, we are showing others that we are capable of anything that we set our minds to. We are hard workers, big dreamers, and we don't let our disability stop us. Also, we are a role model to kids. They see themselves in us, and we want to show them that you can do anything you set your mind to. Come and celebrate our victories with us. And also, through Paralympics, there's more inclusion, and we are finding our own voice in society.
And in your article, you emphasize that Paralympians train just as hard as their Olympic counterparts. Can you tell us a bit about your training process and how you're actually preparing for 2020 in Tokyo?
Right now, I'm training at a club called North Baltimore Aquatic Club in Baltimore, Maryland, with able-bodied swimmers. They push me to be the best swimmer I can be. They don't see me as disabled. They don't look at me funny. And I mentioned earlier, I have a guide dog named Birdie. She comes to practice with me every day, and the kids love seeing Birdie. Mm-hmm. They don't think that I'm disabled. They just treat me like a normal swimmer who's there to swim and achieve her dream. So I do about 8 sessions a week in the pool and 2 weight sessions. I race every 6 to 8 weeks, either with able-bodied kids or at a para meet. So if I'm at an able-bodied meet, I'm racing against kids that have junior or national or even Olympic trial cuts, and they push me to be the best I can be. And I'm really enjoying my time as a Paralympic athlete. I'm exploring the world. I'm meeting new people. And I've gotten so many opportunities to do so many wonderful things. And I can't wait to see what else is in store for me.
And it's, of course, very natural. But I love the idea of your guide dog being with you and being a personal supporter along the way, even through training in the pool. But you do have this long list of achievements already. What motivates you to keep going, to push through that pain barrier of training, to push through the inconvenience barrier of now losing your sight, and to keep aiming for new goals?
Training with able-bodied swimmers makes me push myself to go faster. There's always new goals I'm setting for myself in the pool. I have to keep up with these young kids that just keep getting faster and faster every year, so they make me want to go faster. Also, being a role model to that 8-year-old kid who has big dreams. Just because you have a disability doesn't mean you are limited. You just have to find that one thing in life that makes you feel free and go for it.
And can we finish with a message that you would like to share with viewers of the Paralympics here? I know the Winter Olympics is a sort of different story from the Summer Games that you're used to. But by the same token, of course, what you're talking about is a shared message that transcends summer and winter. Why should they watch the Games?
They should watch the Games to be inspired and be amazed by these incredible athletes. You see people in hockey sleds playing hockey on the ice, and you're just in awe that they're not toppling over and hurting themselves as one would think. They just get right back up and keep going. You see blind skiers skiing down the mountain so fast, and you're like, wow, I can't even do that on normal skis. And it's just insane to see these people with disabilities don't let anything hold them back, and they just get up and keep doing the sport that they love. And it's amazing what Paralympics can do. They can, it unifies the world through sports, and it's amazing.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you on the line today. We have to leave it there, but we wish you all the best with your preparations for Tokyo and beyond, and with that wonderful support network you have around you. We really hope that you're able to transition through the next stage of your life successfully.
Thank you so much.
Rebecca Myers, US Paralympic swimmer.